The meeting was held in the monastery's church, which was a surprisingly large hall made of timber and thatch, but with great leather panels hanging on the walls. The panels were painted with gaudy scenes. One of the pictures showed naked folk tumbling down to hell, where a massive serpent with a fanged mouth swallowed them up. "Corpse Ripper," Ragnar said with a shudder.
"Corpse Ripper?"
"A serpent that waits in Niflheim," he explained, touching his hammer amulet. Niflheim, I knew, was a kind of Norse hell. But unlike the Christian hell, Niflheim was icy cold.
"Corpse Ripper feeds on the dead," Ragnar went on. "But he also gnaws at the tree of life. He wants to kill the whole world and bring time to an end."
He touched his hammer again. Another panel behind the altar showed Christ on the cross, and next to it was a third painted leather panel that fascinated Ivar. A man, naked but for a loincloth, had been tied to a stake and was being used as a target by archers. At least a score of arrows had punctured his white flesh, but he still had a saintly expression and a secret smile, as though despite his troubles he was quite enjoying himself.
"Who is that?" Ivar wanted to know.
"The blessed Saint Sebastian."
King Edmund was seated in front of the altar, and his interpreter provided the answer. Ivar, skull-eyed, staring at the painting, wanted to know the whole story, and Edmund recounted how the blessed Saint Sebastian, a Roman soldier, had refused to renounce his faith, and so the Emperor had ordered him shot to death with arrows.
"Yet he lived," Edmund said eagerly. "He lived because God protected him, and God be praised for that mercy."
"He lived?"
Ivar asked suspiciously.
"So the Emperor had him clubbed to death instead,"
the interpreter finished the tale.
"So he didn't live?"
"He went to heaven," King Edmund said, "so he lived."
Ubba intervened, wanting to have the concept of heaven explained to him, and Edmund eagerly sketched its delights. But Ubba spat in derision when he realized that the Christian heaven was Valhalla without any of the amusements.
"And Christians want to go to heaven?"
he asked in disbelief.
"Of course,"
the interpreter said. Ubba sneered. He and his two brothers were attended by as many Danish warriors as could cram themselves into the church, while King Edmund had an entourage of two priests and six monks, who all listened as Ivar proposed his settlement. King Edmund could live, he could rule in East Anglia, but the chief fortresses were to be garrisoned by Danes, and Danes were to be granted whatever land they required, except for royal land. Edmund would be expected to provide horses for the Danish army, coin and food for the Danish warriors, and his third, what was left of it, would march under Danish orders. Edmund had no sons, but his chief men, those who lived, had sons who would become hostages to ensure that the East Anglians kept the terms Ivar proposed.
"And if I say no?" Edmund asked.
Ivar was amused by that.
"We take the land anyway,"